Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A possible state ballot question that would raise the minimum wage appears very popular. That's just one conclusion of last week's WBUR poll of Massachusetts registered voters. Mass Inc. Polling Group President and WBUR political analyst Steve Cazella takes a look at the numbers.
Massachusetts voters may get the chance to cast ballots this fall on a number of issues affecting their pocketbooks. Ballot questions on the state income and sales tax, the state's minimum wage, and paid family leave could all go before voters in November. But as the groups behind these questions collect signatures and prepare their campaigns, a group of state lawmakers has been working on a compromise. The goal is to settle some of these issues before they hit the ballot. Governing through ballot questions can be a clumsy solution to complicated issues. The details of a particular policy may be difficult or technical. Legislators took a pass on legalizing marijuana and have spent a year and a half and lots of political capital revising the framework passed by voters in 2016. The paid family leave question this year is similarly complex and may be better as a legislative agreement. But working out a deal on this year's ballot questions is complicated by high public support. Proponents may be less likely to accept a compromise that offers something less if their measure is popular and appears likely to pass. Last week's WBUR poll found 78% support raising the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2022. That finding echoes an earlier poll conducted by Raise Up, the organization pushing the ballot measure. That internal poll prompted Raise Up to adopt a take-it-or-leave-it position. Other ballot question backers see themselves in similarly strong positions. Our polling has found large majorities of voters support paid family leave, the so-called millionaire's tax, and the proposal to roll back the sales tax and create a permanent sales tax holiday. Of course, good poll numbers don't guarantee success in November. There will likely be millions of dollars spent for and against the ballot questions, and most questions tend to lose at least some support under the scrutiny of a prolonged campaign. But for now, ballot question supporters appear content to sit on their poll numbers instead of cutting a deal. We may have to wait until November to see if that's the right bet.
Steve Cazella is a political analyst for WBUR and president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducts political research for WBUR News.